Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. India recognizes a new terrorist group on the rise in neighboring Bangladesh. Then how Christian leaders in the Middle East and North Africa turn to God to answer hard questions. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few minutes. But first, the radical Muslim group Hizbut Tahrir is growing in Bangladesh. Neighboring India is concerned by the group's ISIS ties and declared it a terrorist organization last week. John Budetti with Bibles for the World says,
Bangladesh shares a very long border with India, and it is notoriously porous. There's so much traffic between Bangladesh into India, and we've seen just a tremendous rise of illegal immigration into India. And I know the fear will be that along with that immigration of Bangladeshis, predominantly Muslim, there will be a rise in this sort of radical Islamic group.
With rising religious tensions between Hindus and Muslims in both India and Bangladesh, Budetti says Christians get caught in the middle as easy targets.
They are an extreme minority in both countries, perhaps 2.3% in India and 0.3% in Bangladesh. And so as these tensions are rising between these radicalized groups of Hindus and Muslims in the respective countries, it often is the case that who does that violence get meted out to but the Christians?
Ask God to reveal biblical truth to people in India and Bangladesh and to encourage minority believers.
Continue to lift them up in prayer that their faith may be strengthened in the midst of all this crisis, that they may have the resources and materials and things that they need to be strengthened in their faith.
Meanwhile, experts say damages from Hurricanes Helene and Milton could come to $50 billion plus each. People in hard-hit Asheville, North Carolina are rallying to help one another adapt to daily life without running water. But there are also emotional and spiritual tolls people are facing in their loss that can make the gift of a Bible a small but significant thing. Jason Wolford with Mission Cry says they've partnered with the American Legion in Howell, Michigan to send Bibles.
They're doing trips back and forth into Asheville, North Carolina, into another American Legion because it was one of the areas that was a little bit higher that didn't get hit, so they can do distribution from that American Legion. And then we have individuals that are going down into the Port Charlotte and Northport area that are going on their own and asking, can they take Bibles with them?
So far, Mission Cry has sent 4,000 copies of God's Word to hurricane survivors, and they invite you to help them send more.
You can sponsor those for $2 a Bible, and that includes the production, the printing, and the distribution into someone's hand.
We'll connect you at our website.
This is an opportunity to reach people. Be praying for the folks that have lost everything and that instead of turning from God, they'd turn to Him.
And the MENA Leadership Center helps to equip Christians in the Middle East and North Africa for faithful leadership in the body of Christ. Right now, that means walking with believers who are asking hard questions from the past year. Fadi Sharia with the MENA Leadership Center says, one university student was asking, do you think that God isn't fair or God loves war? Sharia pointed to what the cross of Christ says about God.
Speaking of justice, yes, He is just. But also speaking of love, oh, God is love. I mean, mercy and justice coming together is beautiful whenever we look at Jesus. So what we're trying to do is pray with the people, with the leaders, and also refer them, go meet Jesus, listen to Him, talk to Him, ask Him those questions.
The MENA Leadership Center and local churches need your prayers for wisdom and protection against division.
Pray is very important at this point because we don't have answers, just to be very honest about this. What we need is we need the Lord to answer those questions. We need the Holy Spirit to move in a mighty way and then change death into resurrection and life.
Learn more ways to pray for the Middle East and North Africa at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you, we hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.